Mikra Echadoshim. So Machlekes the Mishnah, if this Kohen has 24 fingers, 6 on all 4 of them, so one said it's Reb Yud, says Kosher. So they both ask in the same Pasuk that says, Fati oid milchemes uksiv v'yish modoin, that etzba yodav v'yetzba raglav sheish v'sheish. That the Pasuk says that this person had mamish 6 and 6. He had 6 fingers on all 4, so he had 24 fingers. So Masav, one holds, Begunusa Mishdoi, the Pasuk on how bitter it is. Mashma, that's a mum. That even though he had 24, that's also called a mum. So that would be like the chum that they say your apostle. And Masav Reb Yud holds no. The apostle doesn't mean to like rank him out, say something bad about him. Well, Masav the Bishvuchim Mishdo, tell him how nice it is. That's a chshiv, it's something good to have 24 fingers. That's Reb Yud is svar, it's not called a mum. Omar Rabbo, Mali Dichsiv Sheish V'yeshrim V'yarbo. How come the Pasuk says that this person had 6 fingers on each hand and foot? And then it says he had 24. So what does he have to say? The more mispah tzricha, the Pasuk has to say the mispah, the amount, we know 4 times 6 is 24. Someone says yes. Because the cost of Rachmon is sheish v'shavu, Joshua said 6 for each one of them. How do we know? I would have thought to say shish di day v'shish dekarya. I mean, that's 6 by one hand and 6 by the foot. But I would not know it meant to say both feet and both hands. It's cost if I have to say esrim v'yarbo, no, that 24 means by both hands and both feet. Now, if we would have just said the cost of esrim v'yarbo, they had 24 fingers. However, I mean, I would have thought to say, have a chomesh magis, he had only 5 on the right hand. V'sheva magis, and he had 7 on the left hand. Maybe that's also like, okay. It's cost rachmona, the pasuk says, no, sheish v'sheish mispar. That have mamish 24, 6 and 6, that each finger had 6. Now, misper also means, benisperas al gabhiyad, meaning that these fingers were on the same row altogether. The 6 was on the same row as the 5. Tanya, and that's the machlekes, that's where Reb Yehuda says, it's kosher, it looks nice that way. Tanya, I'm Reb Yehuda. My sabiyah, the mechlon sabiyah, one person. Shebolof ne Rebbe Tarfin, he came in front of Tarfin, that yeser biyodav v'raglov, sheish v'sheish eshrim v'yabor. That the person had mamish 24 fingers. Everyone had 6. 6 on the both hands and 6 on both feet. So what happens? So he said to him, Omoloi, Kamoyscha Yabba B'Yisrael. There should be a lot of people like you in Yisrael. So Chori meant to say about the Chori, it's nice. It's a shvach, like a Yudishita. That's something nice. Omol Rav Yossi said back, Misham Rai, from there you bring the proof to yourself, Rav Yudah, no. Kach Omoloi, this is what he meant to say. That Kamoyscha, like you have something different, something Mishunah that does not look nice, is Yizmaitu Mamzer Nisini Yisrael. That's the way your Mamzerim and Nisinim and Klai Yisrael should have. Meaning to say, we should be able to tell every Mamzer that he should be different. He should have like 24 fingers. So he did not mean to say something nice. It's like I meant to say, like it's a Gnai. So if it's no right to have you, it could be like Rabbanan Sakamum. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Hashemut Bishtay Yodov. So some Machlekes. Tan Rabban, what about this? Itur, if the person's a lefty, the crane's a lefty, Bain biyad, with his lefty in his hands, Bain beregel, with his lefty in his feet, that means he lifts, he moves his left foot first, his posel, that's absorbed by crane, the crane can't do the avoider. What's going to be Hashemut Bishtay Yodov? Let's say he could do equally right and left. So some Machlekes, Rebbe posel, the Chol Machshirim. Mass of a Rebbe holds, the reason why the left hand became good is because his right hand became a little bit weak. So therefore that's a mum that his right hand is not so strong. That the left hand became a little bit stronger. The right stays the same. So therefore there's no mum. It's only that the left became a little bit stronger. That's the machlekes. Now the Mishnah says, Suadin Hakushi, if you have a coin that looks black, Hagicher, a coin that looks very red. The halafkin looks very white, his skin is too white. He's a real mumim. The hakapoch, hakipoch, as she says, we'll see in the Gemara. Kapoch means he's very tall. Kapoch means the guy is very tall and very skinny. The hanenis, or else the kohen is very short. The hacheresh, the kohen can hear. The hashreiti, he's a fool. The hashikri becomes a shikr. We'll see in the Gemara. The chur becomes, he drinks wine, pshit, that's absolutely chayv misa. Obali in the goyim term, the kohen has like spots, white spots on his body, even though it's a negator or spread over the whole body, still he's possible. Psulim biyodim, These things are psulim by according to do the avodah, but the kosher behema. If a behema would look black or white, it wouldn't be a mum by a behema. If Shimon Gamliel Leimer shoita min ha behema, ainam min ha mufchiyot. No, if you have an animal that's a shoita, that's a fool, it's not min ha mufchiyot, means you can't bring it for carbon. Because if it's a shvel, every behema is a shoita. I mean, some are very foolish, very has no das at all. So such an animal can also a mum. Reb Lezer Leimer. Af balei hadudulim sulim biyodim uksherim biyod bebehema. If a person has like pieces of meat hanging off his body, that's called dudulim, just hanging. So it's also sulim biyodim, but it's kosher by behema. It's not absurd by behema. Now the Gemara says, what does kushi mean? Uchmi means black. Gichur, the half meaning was kibur, means white. Lavkans means sumka, red. So Gemara says, ain't it not that way? For who does a person the yomalu? He said like this. Man boy lukina, who wants a white? Like I think they were talking about birds there. The ishtaka chivur, and they found they gave him a white one. So where you see lukina means white. Elarad the pshat is like this. Kushi means uchmi. Kushi means black. If the kohen looks black, he's possible to do the avoida. Gichur means sunka. If he looks too red, his skin is red, it's also possible. Kadiyam rinshi, sunka means gicha. So it means it's red. Lavka means chiyuva. Lavka means it's very white. Kiyu diyamale, like somebody said, man boy lakin, who wants a white one? And Vishtaka Khibri, they gave him a white behema. You see, white, that goes on Lufki. The kids of the Kain skin is very white, that's also called a mum. Kapach, what does a kapach mean? Tony Rav Zvid Gavoya, he's very tall. Ain't if it must not that way, Votoni Bavua. Minain, how do I know to say Shakurashboku, Mishabek Bali Kuma? Koshboku like pray to somebody that's tall. Mashmas is shvach, he can't say it's a mum. Shneem the Pesuk says, "V'yonoich yishmarati esamori b'fneihem, asher kugoy v'arosam gavoya." That they're very tall, like an eres. Mashmus a shvach. They were good. So you can't tell them now. The crane is too tall. It's a mum. So I'm going to put like this. It means to say, "Biaricho shemitasani." Means he's very, very tall, but he's also very, very skinny, and he can't even hold himself up. He like falls over. So that's a mum. If he's too tall and too skinny, that's no good. That's a mum. Interesting. A tall man should not marry a tall lady. They'll have like giants for kids. A midget should not marry another midget. That means they'll give birth to a kid, mamish the size of an etzba, of a pinky. It's no good. Love on a man that's very white. Should not marry a lady that's very white. They'll come out a kid would be very mamish pure white. Shochlis a shchera, a man that looks black should not marry a lady that's black. Shem yotzim em tefuach. I'll have a baby, the boy, the kid will look also for shvatz, look black. So kids, if you have this mum like, try and have a wife that does not have the mum. Then it says what hacheres v'yashreit v'yashikur. For the more shikur, if the kohen's a shikur, poshim means he's drunk like mechal avoido. He's mamish mechal the avoido, like the lav hatur is chayiv misafrit. If so, Bahadi Mumma the Mechla avoid the boy the Mechshavo. It should have said this psul in the other Mishnahs. Let's talk about there, the Mum in the Guf, where Mamas passes the Avoida. Mashen can hear these Mishnahs are talking about, it's not a real Mum, it's only Enish Shavah Bizarra Shalaran, that if the Kohen does the Avoida was kosher, it just is over a laugh, he's over in Yisra Asai. So Shik, Lechur is a Mamas and Emes the Psul. Someone says no, we're talking about now Mishnah, Bishar Dvorm HaMashakrim. Not that it became shikra through drinking wine. If he drinks wine or schnapps, anechnami, that's a chiv misa and a verdus posel. Here's somebody who drank milk, and that made him shikra. So that's not the shikra hatayrom, but koponim, he shouldn't do the avoided, and he's not sure of the zara shalarvan. The Gemara says, so our Mishnah attack is not like Rav Yudah, it's like Rav Yudah. The tiny will learn like this. Or chal dvei lekilo, somebody eats these dates that grew in the city kilo, and it's very sharp. Somebody drank milk or dvash or honey. Nichmas the midrash. He went into the Beis Hamidrash and this made him a little bit shikr. And he went into the Beis Hamidrash. He says, "Mamish chayiv is chayiv misa for this." That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kasha in our Mishnah. When it says hashikr here, even if it means from milk and from honey, but according to him, you also overlap a tzuri chayiv misa. So it should be something that's mamish meichol pasul the avoda. So how come our Mishnah says the same? Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, by drinking milk, you're not chayiv misa. All right, turn over. Now the Mishnah says, Ye'elu k'sherim b'yodim. These are something you may think is ruam, but it's kosher by nodim. Upsulim l'vehema, by behema, it's possible to bring for a korban. Oysev yes benoi. Let's say you shechted the mother today, and now the kid, you can't bring the kid for korban today. So the kid is possible for korban, but by korban you don't have this. Treif, let's say the behema is a treif, you can't bring it for the korban. But a korban, that's a treif, you can do the avodah. For yoytze doifin, an animal that came out through the side, so he's possible for the avodah, but a kohen came after the start of kasha. Which in evdav amaveir, shemus adam, an animal behemoth lived with another man, with a man, or else they killed a man. It's only psul by a behemoth, not by adam. Fahanoisay noshim be aveir possible nu halacha now. Let's say a kohen that married a gerusha or a chalutza, he married nisha as possible, so he's possible to do the avodah achi idirenu until he makes a neder hanor that he can't have any hanor from her. Once he makes an issa neder, he can't have any anor from her, from then on he's allowed to do the avodah, even though he didn't give her a get yet. What's going to be a tamal meisim, a kohen that goes and touches meisim, posel also is posel to do the avodah. Achi kabel olav, shlo yim a tamal meisim, lest him a kabel upon himself to stop doing the avodah. But as soon as he accepts upon himself to stop it, then it's kosher to do the avodah. Another one says, v'yelu k'sherim b'yodim, my b'yosivis b'noi, what would be the case that I would have thought, oisivis b'noi, a son and a father, that I would have thought was posel by kohen? Let me, if you want to tell me like Aaron Abonav, it means to say Aaron and his sons, that they can't do their avodah together. So if so, it's a man and a son. Who the Kavosti want to tell me, Tayyish Abonai, that a he-goat and his son. For the Gemara mean the he-goat, is there an Issa Oysav Yes Benoi by a father, for your Tanya would learn like this. Oysav Yes Benoi Noi Ben Akevus, we had a Noi Ben Skorm. It's only the mother and the kid you can't check the same day. But the father and the kid, we're not Choshev for the Zerav by a behema. You're allowed to check the father and the kid. So what will be the case here by Kohen then? El Oysav Esbenoi must be talking about. El Taisha Beno, it's talking about a she-goat with her kid. If so, the Kavosei Hocha Kahanis Ubeno. For the Gemara Kahanis Bas Avoidi anyway. A Bas Kohen, a lady Kohen can't do the Avoidah. So what's the time to say a lady Kohen has Pshita, she can't do the Avoidah. So what's the Gemara saying? There's no Psul of Oysav Esbenoi by Kohen. So the Gemara says, yes, the Erdem Ridu talking about Aaron Abonav. And the Kavosei Hocha Taisha Benoi. We're talking about attacking he goat and its son. And Ami b'marovim, Mishmed Rav Yosef Aravin, that Oda said, Chanani, he goes according to Chanani, the time is going like this. Oysov yes p'noi noig b'ne kevus v'enim noig b'tchorim. That's what's on the Kama. That by Zohar, we're not choshin as Arav, so there's no issue to shech the father and the son the same day. But Chanani yoyme yes, that noig b'tchorim over the kevus, it's noig even by Zohar, that we say choshin as Arav, and therefore we're not allowed to shech the father and his kid the same day. So that's the chiddush in our Mishnah, but only by the behemah you have this psul. But Aaron and his son could do the avodah the same day. And the Mishnah says, V'yanoisim noshim. Also what? He can't do the avodah until he makes a neder. Tony, we learned, neder, as soon as he makes the neder, he can't live with his wife anymore. V'yoivit, then he's allowed to do the avodah. And later, Yerudah Megarish. Then later, he'll give his wife a gift. But the Gemara, why? For Lechish, why aren't you afraid? Do Mosla Gabi Chochem V'sharolei. Maybe after we let him do the avodah, go to the chacham and he matter the neder, and he'll still live with his first wife, the grusha. So what's the note? Sarach kesar v'sarach v'farach as a neder. When you go to a chacham to be matter the neder, you have to explain the neder clearly. So maybe if the chacham hears what you're doing, he won't be matter you according to live with your grusha. So what's the machlekes? Hanich leman diyom v'sarach v'farach as a neder. El leman diyom ein sarach v'farach as a neder. Ma'ik l'meima. If you don't have to explain to the chacham what your neder was, let's be afraid, maybe this person will go to the Chochem to be matter his nether. So how can we let him do the Avodah? So Mora says, the Madrinan Leib Rabin. We make him make this nether in front of a lot of people. And have him in Rit, he can't be matter that nether. So Mora says again, from Achlekes. Honich leman diyoma nether shediru hudib rab mein lefor was good. El leman diyoma yesh lefor, what can you say? So Mora says, the Madrinan Leib Adas